everyone. Welcome back to the 20-something girl podcast. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Morgan. Hi, Court.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so good.
So good.
So good. I'm feeling the energy, feeling the spring vibes, and I'm ready to just chat.
Wow. I love that. Honestly, the spring vibes are high all around in this room. I have realized, like, summer, what is your favorite season?
I think, honestly, I'm a fall girl.
Are you? Yeah, you do thrive in fall.
I just feel like I'm a fall girl. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm a summer person.
Okay.
I love summer. Don't get me wrong. But I just sometimes, like, don't really know what to wear in the summer.
Oh, okay. So fair.
Which is so random.
That is random. Because I feel like you look so cute in the summer. You have cutie little spring dresses.
Yeah, I'm just always wearing a dress because I, like, don't like jean shorts.
Yeah. Hate jean shorts.
I hate shopping for jean shorts.
Also, yep.
The worst.
It's like shopping for jeans.
Yeah, but worse because more of you is exposed.
I know. And jean shorts, just the older you get, like, they're just not the same.
No, I found a pair of shorts last year, and they were from Denim Forum by Aritzia.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like a loose short. I got them maybe a size or two up so that they extra didn't, like, touch me.
Yep.
And those are probably going to be my go-tos again.
I need those. Honestly, looser the better.
I know.
We are baggy clothes girls. Yeah. I just have come to realize, I thought about it this week with the nice weather. I was like, I love spring.
Yeah.
And I love the transition into spring. I just feel my seasonal depression lifting, like, with this beautiful.
So lifting. You're right.
Yeah. It's just so nice.
I saw a TikTok the other day that said, spring is giving, like, very nostalgic vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it kind of takes you back to, like, when you were a kid and when you could just, like,
yes,
stay out later and, like, not wear, like, a jacket,
yes,
not be all layered up and,
yes,
just, like, have fun again.
I know.
Like, why is spring so nostalgic?
That is so true. And I will say the transition into fall for me is also a very similar feeling. Like, I feel like those two transitional stages just bring me into a new light. Like, I always say September feels like January for me.
Yeah.
You know? So I love these times of year, and the nicer weather is a huge bonus.
Is spring your favorite season?
Like, spring? Maybe.
Yeah.
Spring, I am a summer girly. Mm-hmm. Like, I do really, really love summer, but maybe I'm a spring girl.
Yeah.
We just don't really get along spring and
it's
here.
Just very quick.
Yeah.
One day it's snowing and then the next day all of a sudden it's hot.
Literally. I think the day we're recording this, there is snow in the forecast coming up.
People keep telling me that. And you know what? Honestly, we're not really in the clear until May long.
No.
That's what I keep saying to people. I'm just like, talk to me after May long.
And we know this. Like,
we know.
We are Albertans, obviously. We should know this. But every year, it still shocks me.
Yeah, it still tricks you.
Mm-hmm. I wore sandals over here. I was like, I was feeling all cute and springy. And then the clouds started rolling over and I noticed the wind pick up and I was like, is it going to snow by the time I come out of here?
You just don't know.
No, you don't know.
Last week, I didn't wear a coat to work at all. Like, I didn't have to put a coat on.
Wow.
Maybe I was a little chilly, but it's a very short walk from my car to the front door.
Yeah.
But I was like, ooh, I feel good.
But it's, like, very refreshing. I went on, like, a cutie girl walk one morning this weekend. Like, it was early because, well, we'll get to the weekly recap in a second, but I was out for a walk and I wore shorts and, like, a sweatshirt, and that's, like, my favorite, like, the Princess Diana look.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. But there was a lady across the street walking her dog and she was still wearing a winter jacket, and I was like, the dynamic here.
Yeah.
It's just, I love the sunshine, and I feel like that crisp air, like, it just brings out a good side in me.
Yeah. I think that is the ultimate combo.
Mm-hmm.
Shorts and a sweater.
Right.
Because that means it's still a little crisp out.
Yes.
So it's fresh.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. It's so good. But yeah. How was your week?
My week was good. What did I even do this week? Well, I guess we did something very fun.
We did. We started the week together.
Started the week together and had a very exciting meeting with an upcoming collab for the spring. Which,
so excited.
We obviously, if you guys know us by now, you know that we can't not share little tidbits, and it was such a fun meeting.
Like, so fun. It was such a good start to the week, and I cannot wait to share it with everyone.
I know, it's gonna be so exciting, and just the whole experience, got to maybe taste a few things, do a little something here and there. I don't know.
You teased it. Yeah, no, get excited, you guys, because like we said, spring, good vibes.
Good vibes. So, I mean, how could it be a bad week when that's how it started?
Amazing.
But yeah, this week I caught up with a friend on Tuesday.
Okay.
I feel like I was thinking about it. March was not a social month for me at mm-hmm. all. I was just so busy and a lot of family stuff going on. Mm-hmm. April, all of a sudden, I have just defrosted and I am seeing friends again. And I just feel like I've caught up with so many friends within like the past week. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, hey guys, I'm back.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was so nice.
That is so nice. Like, it's so refreshing. Honestly, having like a quieter month where it's not as jam-packed with those friends and social outings is nice. But then you really come to appreciate them and miss it.
When you get back together with people, it's like, oh my gosh, I am obsessed. I need to see you every day
now. Oh, good for you.
So yeah, we went to State.
Okay, cute.
I hadn't been to State in so long.
What'd you get?
I got the tuna bowl. So good there.
We're obsessed with tuna bowls here.
Apparently, we just can't stop talking about them. No. Have you ever had it there?
No.
You should try. It's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I don't go to State a ton. Obviously, mm-hmm. we know I'm occupied at Brown. So.
Obviously.
But I used to, me and my boyfriend used to go to State literally so much when we first started dating.
Really?
We went, I don't even want to say it, but like 3 times a week.
Really?
Because that's just what we did. We just went out for dinner.
Honestly, though, I feel like around the time you and your boyfriend started dating, that was like State was all the rage in our town.
People just, that's where you went.
Yeah.
So I feel like.
Wow.
We just, yeah. Anyway, so it's very, takes me back. I'm like, wow, I don't even, the whole menu's changed, the whole vibes. I'm like, wow, I used to be here literally every other day. And now I don't even go.
Okay, cute.
Maybe once a month. Anyways, so.
But the bowl was good.
Bowl was so good.
Mm, I'm going to have to try it. I'm like on a poke bowl kick.
Yeah, you would love it. But other than that, I mean, work was pretty normal. You know what? This weekend, I have just been soaking in all of the Coachella content.
Okay, I haven't, my weekend was so busy. I feel like I didn't get to soak it in. Mm-hmm. So I'm like so excited tonight after we're done recording this to like go back and look at all the girlies and their outfits and the videos. I want to see it.
I honestly love it. And this year I was like, I don't really care. And then all of a sudden I saw a bunch of stuff coming in on my feeds and I was like, I care.
Yeah, totally. Have you always like followed Coachella fashion and whatnot?
I think so. Just like out of pure, it just shows up.
Same. And I find it so fascinating how chill the vibes have gotten.
Yeah, which I'm really here for. Like, same. I kind of like it, but I like a good mix.
Same.
Like, if you're going to go that far and make a big deal out of it,
you should
dress up and have fun with it.
Yep.
No. Like, don't just wear what you would wear to a regular concert or whatnot.
So agree. Did you know that I would throw a Coachella-themed birthday party?
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, then you're all about the Coachella.
I am all about Coachella. Yeah. For those who don't know, like a few years back, I feel like when Coachella started to get like big with like our age group, I was like, I'm going to throw a Coachella-themed birthday party. And I named it Morkchella.
I honestly love it. Iconic.
It is iconic. Honestly, I did it 4 years in a row. It was so fun. We like decorated my whole backyard kind of like a music festival and everyone wore these crazy outfits. You got me earrings for it.
Yes.
Remember one year?
Yes. I think that was the first year you did it.
My pink outfit.
Oh, so good.
So iconic.
You looked so cute.
Thank you. So one day I have dreams to like bring it to life, or I had dreams to really like make it big. Like I wanted to rent out some kind of campsite kind of and make it just more of an Alberta version, but I don't know. It's a lot of work.
Okay, wait, no. Why am I obsessed with that?
Right?
Why am I like, bring that back?
I feel like I should. Maybe.
I think you should. Have poke bowls for everybody.
Okay, stop.
Set up a drink station.
Why am I like planning Morkchella 2024 right
Absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely.
It is so fun. It was like a dream come true. Like just so fun to get everyone to just dress up in such fun outfits. And I had wristbands one year, like, and I had people like asking to come, and I was like, frick, I could charge admission.
I am team bring it back.
Okay, well.
2024, Morkchella.
let us know in the comments if you'd be interested.
I think so. So would you ever go to Coachella? Like, if you had the opportunity?
I think I would.
Yeah.
Just to say I went.
Yeah.
I had, like, a few people in my circle, I think, go. Like, I've just known to go. And I'm so curious by it.
I am so curious because I think it is the biggest facade put on by Same. Influencers ever.
Same.
Like, and I know it's getting a little bit more normal now to show the real side of it.
Yeah.
So you see the TikToks that kind of expose it.
Totally.
But I just fear that you'd go there and it would be the most unglamorous experience.
Okay, same. Like, you always hear them talk about the dust, and I just really want to know how bad it really is.
Yeah, how dusty is it?
Like, I just want to know. Also, yeah, people are getting better at sharing, like, the sides of it that aren't glamorized and whatever. But all these influencers, like, I still think they get to watch from, like, the artists only area or whatever that. And I'm like, what's the view from
normal
people
area?
Yeah. And, like, I just want to know what it looks like. Like, I feel like I could. Everyone has a map in their head if you follow it. Like, the Ferris wheel and the cool, like, roundabout thingy. Yeah.
And I saw someone say or post about how they would, like, never go in the, like, roundabout tower thing.
Yes.
And I'm like, wait, you could go in there?
I know. I know, but honestly, if you think back, has any influencer you watched go in there?
No.
No, they just get a picture outside of it.
It is just one thing that really fascinates me. Same. I don't know if I'll ever go in this lifetime. It used to be a dream of mine for sure.
I agree.
But now I'm kind of like,
it wouldn't be like top.
Yeah.
For me.
I also don't know. I don't know if I'm a big festival person. Like, I don't know if I would thrive in that environment.
Me either. And I just, like, think the things I've heard about where you have to stay and finding rides. And also, I think part of the fun is, like, Revolve Festival, but I don't even know how that works. Like, is that an influencer only thing? And it's separate from Coachella?
I think it is separate.
But they have, like, I saw, like, swings.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is it a whole festival ground, but just for influencers? Or can you go?
I have no idea, but I have these many questions.
Right? So many questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I feel like I follow along from a distance, but I live for it. And I am excited tonight to, like, go dive in and see what my favorite influencers wore, because I only caught a few outfits.
Yeah. And it's also like they take a photo in one mm-hmm. one outfit and mm-hmm. then actually go to the festival in something else.
100%.
And I'm like, okay, I totally get that, but, like, what are the vibes, you
guys?
I know.
Did you have a favorite?
I don't think anyone, like, really stuck out
me
to me that I can, like, name drop.
No,
me but either. I just, like, this week I was like, ooh, mm-hmm. I just eat it up. I just love that stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
And I think round two this weekend.
Oh, yeah, which also I just don't get.
Crazy. But I feel like more and more hype is getting put on Stagecoach.
I was going to
which
say.
Which I feel like would be so up your alley.
Stagecoach is higher up on the priority list for me than Coachella, I think.
Yeah.
Stagecoach is, yeah, just my vibe.
The whole, like, Western cowgirl aesthetic is truly taking over.
Like, taking over.
Like, for any excuse for anyone to dress up and, mm-hmm. like, just basically, like, role play in the, yes. like, country aesthetic.
Yes.
Is
I know. I put on
everything.
I put on a dress this weekend and I was like, I could wear my cowboy boots with this. Like, I just have, like, a pair of black ones. And I was like, those are cute. Like, that's a vibe. Because I just feel like it's now more normal.
Yeah.
To wear your cowboy boots with cutie little outfits that you never would have.
For sure.
So I definitely agree. And I'm living for it. Like, I feel like that cute girly side of it is just so fun.
Yeah. And why not?
Yeah. Why not? So, yeah. Wow. Tangent.
Anyways, how was your week?
We love festivals over here, apparently. My week was good. Started off so good, like we said. And then, what did I do? Honestly, we had, like, a work event on Tuesday night, a little potluck. So got to eat some yummy food, and it was someone's retirement. So it was just, like, a cute little work event. Work was fairly busy this week. And then I had a crazy busy weekend, Court. Like, the busiest weekend. What did I do? Friday night. So I have my best friend is pregnant right now. She's due in May.
So exciting.
So exciting. So I got to host her a little baby shower. And
that is so much fun.
It was so much fun. It was like so fun to do it from start to finish. Like, I just got to plan everything, and we did like a baby in bloom type category for the shower.
Yeah, like theme.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I got a lot of fresh flowers and made the most beautiful like backdrop with all of her little baby girl's clothes hanging from it.
Cute.
It was so cute. But yeah, I'd say it was like my first time hosting something with like no help. Like, it was just like all on me. And so yeah. I was like, whoa, this is...
How many people?
Like probably 30.
Oh my gosh. I don't know why I was expecting you to say like 10, 15.
Yeah, no, like I would say in and out. I mean... One thing, my best friend had a baby shower in October last year, and one thing that I really liked that she did was her husband came and joined her
at the
end. So he had a diaper party that same day, and then all the guys came, joined her. And like, the thing at baby showers is you open gifts mm-hmm. for like all the moms and grandmas to see, and you know, they love that. It's a little awkward. So she was like, well, I want my husband to come open with me. Cause then it's like,
yeah,
you know, and it worked really well. So I told my other friend who we just hosted one, I was like, you should tell them. So we set it up kind of the same. So once the boys showed up, it was like lots of people.
Yes. So, okay. Yeah. So that yeah. increases everybody.
Yeah. So like Friday night was just like getting all the food and dropping off all the decor. And then Saturday morning it was like up and at 'em. And anyway, it was just crazy. It was mm-hmm. busy. That stuff takes a lot. And so that was pretty much also what I did all week, was just like running around and doing last minute errands, because when you think you have it all,
you don't.
You do not.
So. Are you like a list? Did you have like a running list?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I had like four lists.
Yeah. Exactly.
It would be like, I had my master list, and then it'd be like Wednesday night.
Subcategory.
Yeah. Pick up pictures or whatever. Thursday night, do this. And it was just, yeah. It was nuts. So I was extremely exhausted after that, but it was so fun. She loved it and she had so much fun. And we like got a bartender, one of my best friends bartended, and we had these cutie little cocktails, and then we had mocktails for mom who had baby.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just so fun. Honestly, I'm very proud of myself. I had a lot of fun throwing it.
It looked super cute.
Thank you. It was so cute. And then yeah, Sunday, another full day, we moved some friends from Calgary to Lacombe. It was just like moving. Everyone knows, like, you don't have to explain how hard moving is.
Moving is just a pain in the butt. And you know what? It's just one of those things. I understand you have to do it, but it just sucks.
It does suck, no matter what. No, it just sucks. What. And the way this house was shaped, it was just like really small doorways. And so the boys took the bigger items, obviously. But then it was like us trying to not rip couches and like making sure walls didn't get hit. So it was just, it's just a lot. It was a lot. Moving is a lot for a lot of people. But we got home pretty late. Well, not late, but like around 8:30. And I just literally like slept.
Late to get home.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And then I slept for like 11 hours.
Yeah.
So I was exhausted. And now we're here. Now it's a new week. And we're just trying to have the best
push through
mentality moving forward.
You got to get over like the hump.
Yeah. Like, I think you said it. You were like, April's going to be a very social month. And I was like, yeah, like, I'm sure it will be. Like, I didn't really think anything of it. And so far it has been.
Yeah.
We are very much having a social month. But that's okay.
It comes and goes.
Comes and goes, honestly. And I was like, I'm so grateful. Like, everything filled my cup. Like, as stressful as it was,
it was all good.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't take anything back. Like, I'm like, I'm having so much fun. And so every Monday I do a check-in for the fitness program that I'm in.
Right.
So we have to, like, take the photos, do the measurements.
Every Monday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't realize, like, photos and measurements every Monday.
Yeah. And so it's crazy. But it's, like, so rewarding because it goes through this like nice checklist kind of and asks you some questions. It's like, how are your stress levels? Like, how was your energy this week? And it's just, it's kind of like journaling mm-hmm. for it. And it just lets me sit back and be like, oh, like, how was my week? I don't know. I really get to decompress the week and, you know, figure out what made me happy, what didn't. And one thing I wrote in there is I was like, I'm just like really happy right now, mm-hmm. which is like so nice.
Yeah.
Like, as busy and as stressful and as tired as I am, I'm happy and I wouldn't take anything back.
Yeah.
So that's good.
That is good. And it's nice that you look back, because sometimes when you're busy and stressed and tired, mm-hmm. those usually have negative connotations.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when they have positive ones where it's like, I'm just so busy with helping all of my loved ones out.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, okay, wait, that is so special that you got to help your friends move.
Totally.
And like be there on their move-in day.
Yeah.
And then get to host your friend's baby shower.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was, I think I could have really spiraled this week and I didn't.
Good. Yeah. You
and got it so together. That's like extremely positive.
That's a win.
Yeah. The other thing in the little checklist she says is it's like, give me a win from this week, like life and in this program kind of thing. And one of the things I wrote is like, it was my time of the month, which honestly usually drains me and makes me miserable, but I pushed through and had the most productive week. So mm-hmm. I was like, go Morgan. I could have like been a complete piece of crap and sat on the couch like I wanted to, but I made it to the gym and I did all the errands and I did everything that I wanted to. So yeah. We're celebrating that.
Celebrate that, because that does not happen every month.
Right.
And that just sometimes your body's like, no.
No, I know. And my body tried to be, but I was like, mm-mm.
Mind over matter.
Yep. No, I'm pushing through this week. So yeah, we're just happy this week, but I'm very much excited. Well, this upcoming week will be also busy, but I feel like every week I'm kind of just learning what my body needs and listening to my body and, mm-hmm. you know, learning how to balance everything.
It's nice that you have something that forces you to check in with yourself.
Also true.
Right? Because sometimes mm-hmm. things like that, it's like you can mentally check in, but there's something different where you have like, or something different about mm-hmm. having a checklist mm-hmm. and actually writing down and actually coming up with a win and mm-hmm. actually coming up with, okay, what did I do this week?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is nice. And I said I was going to journal a lot more this year, and I definitely haven't, but I feel like this is a good
form of it.
Yeah, a really good form of it. Like every Monday morning before I start work, I get to just get in the routine of checking in with myself. And I don't know, it's nice. And then my coach comes back tomorrow and we'll just reassess my goals and everything. And it's just, yeah, it's really nice. It's a cutie little program.
I love it. I love that for you.
Thank you. So yeah, we're happy. It was a good week. Stressful, but good.
But good.
Good week. Yeah. We'll celebrate.
I feel that. I feel I am prepping for an upcoming trip.
Mm-hmm.
And it is coming closer and sooner than I think. So this week I was slightly stressed because I hadn't figured everything out, like outfits and what to pack and whatnot. Things are coming together. So we rounded the corner.
Proud of you.
But, you know, got all the like mini, when you do carry on, you have to do all the minis mm-hmm. and like be very conscious. It's stressful. Of, like what you're packing.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, not doing carry on kind of stresses me out. And also, leaving my bag kind of stresses me out.
Yep. I'm but with you.
It's fine.
Proud of you for doing carry on.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's just so much easier because then your bag is like right there.
I'm a big fan of carry on.
Yeah. So easy,
because it's with you at all times.
Yeah, but it is a little stressful trying to like fit all of your liquids into that one little bag. But my boyfriend will be coming, so he also has a little bag that I can fill up.
That's amazing, because they don't need as many liquids as
they don't. And half the liquids I'm bringing are shareable.
Yep.
Where it's like
100%. It always fills up.
This too.
Yeah, those bags are not that big.
No.
So I don't know how people just do carry-ons.
I don't know.
It's stressful. I think I had a trip like last year. Yeah. And I got caught in security, or not caught, but like
got caught red.
Yikes. That makes me sound
so bad. Everybody's worst nightmare, getting caught in security.
Not caught. I got randomly selected.
That's the worst.
And it, oh my gosh.
Airports, I appreciate it.
I know.
For what it is, but it is sucky when it happens. It is. To you. And
everyone in the airport just scares me, because it feels like I'm doing the worst thing.
Yeah.
Like it feels like I'm breaking every rule.
Yes.
And I'm not a rule breaker, so I just get so freaked out.
I agree.
And so then they're like, yep, you. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what did I do wrong? Like, you just think, like, you're like, what's in my suitcase?
Someone must have snuck something in my suitcase when I haven't left it out of my possession at all.
Nope. That's 100% where I go to.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then the one lady I had was like so nice. She like emptied it. She's like, you know, you're looking a little full. But she was like, what's the most expensive products here? Like, what can you do without? And she helped me like organize it and try and refit everything in the bag.
Oh, like your liquids bag?
Yes.
Oh,
and I only had to get rid of like one mini dry shampoo bottle.
Okay. So I was like,
great, lady, thank you so much for not making this the worst horrible experience yeah in my life. But
I swear the past, like every trip I've been on within the past year or two, I guess, I have gotten checked or like stopped either going or coming. Like,
have you?
Out of, and like we have gone on a couple like group trips and I'm like the one that gets checked. I'm like, you like, know what?
Why?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
And I'm like, you know that my suitcase is meticulously packed.
Like what?
I roll. Okay. Roll you, all the clothes.
Yeah, you do. I feel like you're a good packer.
So for them to like unroll and like uncompartmentalize, mm-hmm, I'm just like, do you know how much time that took me?
Yeah.
I appreciate it because I'm also a really anxious traveler. Like,
are you?
100%. And I'm not a good flyer.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that I'm going away in a couple weeks, I can already like feel myself like, oh my gosh, I'm
more anxious.
On a plane. Like, I don't know when it happened.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did something traumatic happen?
No. And I'm not sure when it changed, but there was just like one trip I went on that I was like, I hate this now.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I'm like, I just hate flying.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not, if I think about it too much, I will get freaked out in an extreme amount by flying.
I last year went on a bachelorette trip, mm-hmm, for my best friend. And I was explaining to one of my best friends, I was like, okay, like we're gonna sit together, but like please know, like I'm not a good flyer, mm-hmm, I'm not ignoring you, I just have like my routine, mm-hmm, so like I can't talk.
Oh.
Specifically in takeoff, like I will have my headphones on and I just need to like be in my own little zone.
Okay.
To like, I don't like the plane noises.
Yep.
So putting on these headphones, I can't hear them.
Yep. Good for
so
you.
So it makes it like a little bit easier.
Yep.
I'm like, okay girl, like I can't talk.
Yep.
We got sat down and she was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, and like was super chatty, and I was like, okay, I love this, love this energy. But save it for just when we land.
Not right now.
Yeah. And then we're like you know, the plane starts moving,
yeah,
and she's still talking, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, I love you so much,
so much,
I'm just gonna put on my headphones now. She's like, oh yeah, and I was like, I'll talk to you when we land.
Court, I love it.
Yeah, so
no, that's so great.
We're traveling again and we were talking about it the other day and I was like, okay, same vibe. I will be putting on my headphones. I'm not ignoring you.
Totally. So you don't talk the whole flight?
Well, I would prefer not to.
No, that's so fair. Like, I love that you have, I get
I
it.
I just know that I like to travel. Mm-hmm. Like, I like to be places. Mm-hmm. So in order to get places, I gotta get on a plane.
Yeah, and you stick to your routine.
And I think that gives my anxiety a little bit of like calmness.
No, good for you. I love that.
So funny.
I cannot stand turbulence.
Yeah.
That freaks me out to an extreme. And I've only had to a couple times sit by myself.
Oh yeah.
Like, and I don't like that because I like to hold a hand when it gets,
yes,
turbulent or takeoff and
landing. Yeah.
But when you're sitting next to someone you don't know, you can't do that.
Can't do that.
So then I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, just trying to like.
And then the seatbelt light comes on and I'm like, okay.
It's fine.
Not freaking out.
It's fine.
So I get it. I'm honestly, that's so good that you know what you need and listen
and
to your body.
Like, there's like a million planes in the air at one time. It's fine. I'm like, you don't understand that statement freaks me out more.
Yeah, it's like, that doesn't help at all.
How do they know where each other? Like, it's not like you're on a road.
You sound like me right now.
I don't understand how it works.
How are they're not on a road.
They're not on a road. How can they see each other? And I know it's so much more complicated.
No, I know.
Than that,
same. But then
make it make sense. But at the same time, I've had someone like try to explain it and I'm like, I don't want to hear it.
We should do an episode one time of like things that don't make sense to
absolutely
us.
Absolutely.
Because I have such a long list and that is one of them. I'm like, I don't get flight paths. I don't get them.
I don't understand at all. And like, how can I get to Mexico faster than like I can get to like Toronto?
Yep.
I don't know if that's accurate, but like, you know what I mean?
I know, I get it.
Or like same time. I feel like the flights are very similar.
No, I feel like those
Mexico
flights,
and
yeah,
Toronto.
I don't get it either.
Anyways, it'll be a short, quick flight.
Good for you. To your next destination.
Yeah, it's a big group, so it's going to be fine. I'm just like,
proud of
don't
you.
Talk to me.
Yep. No, I love it. There you go. Something you didn't know about court.
Gosh, even going off, I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's amazing.
It makes me so nervous. But anyways, we are so excited to talk about our first ever 20-something girl podcast partner, MB Artistry. This girl is going to be your go-to girl for all things beauty. From brow laminations to spray tans, she's got you.
Guys, I just recently got my eyebrows laminated by Miranda, which is where your eyebrows get tinted, shaped, and permed. And wow, is my confidence ever boosted. Not only that, but my morning routine got so much easier. It's one of my favorite services because it allows your everyday to be a little bit more low maintenance. You just give them a brush through and maybe a little setting and gel and you're good to go.
We are also two girls that like to be confident and comfortable, like I'm sure most of you do, with whoever is doing your services. And Miranda gives us just that, making us feel comfortable and confident in what the outcome is going to be.
So for our 20-something girl listeners, MB Artistry is offering 10% off when booking any service until May 1st of 2024. Add the code TSG10 to your booking form in the notes. You can head to @MBArtistry on Instagram for the booking link.
Do you have a favorite this week?
Okay, I do have a favorite this week.
I'm all worked up.
Chill. Take a couple deep breaths. We've got a week and a bit to prepare for you.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, my favorite this week is, okay, food related again.
Love it.
It's like an appliance.
Okay.
That you cook food in. I'd like to give like a shout out to my best friend because she gave me this item. Because she got a new one and she was like, do you have one? And I was like, no. And she's like, oh, it'll change your life. And I was like, okay. And so that item is a rice cooker.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever used one?
Okay. I have been shown how to use one so many times. I've been told how amazing, how convenient they are. Mm-hmm. I don't own one.
Okay. I didn't either. I've always heard, but I feel like, well, I've like mastered the on the stove, but I feel like you never really master. Like it's always, you forget about it or whatever. It's just, it's tough. But what I love about this rice cooker is I can put my rice in there in the morning, measure it all out for the day, and it keeps it warm all day in there. So then like right now in the meal plan that I'm on, like I usually have rice with every meal, like a quarter cup or whatever, like a small portion. So I can just go to my rice cooker and like scoop it in. It's just so convenient.
And then it just cook, like you don't have to worry about
it. No, you put the water and the rice in, put the lid on, click start, and then it just stays fluffy all day.
Wow.
It's so nice. So again, as someone who's like using it in every meal, I'm like, this is so convenient because then I just keep it in and then anything extra, I just prepackage for the next day or I make new rice the next day.
Wow.
Yep.
I have heard how amazing they are. Like my mom speaks very highly of rice cookers.
Yep.
So I should give it a shot.
You should, honestly. And they're like, I think this one was like $20 or $30 at Superstore. Like they're not that pricey.
No.
But they will change your life if you like to eat rice and have it.
Yeah.
But yeah, rice is definitely like my go-to carb right now with every meal. And so it's just so convenient to have it. I put it on at 8 a.m. and just stays warm and fluffy all day.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay,
so lovely. That. So yeah, that's my favorite this week. What's your favorite?
Okay, I love it. Okay, my favorite is something kind of different too. So as I said, I went to State and Main.
Okay.
And I tried a new drink, which isn't, it's very in my realm, but like I've never had this one.
Okay.
And it's my favorite this week. It's the spicy honey margarita.
Yum.
From State and Main. I couldn't not make it my favorite because when me and my friend caught up, and we got dinner, we ordered one and we were both like, okay, wait, this is amazing. And did I make my boyfriend take me back on the weekend another one?
Are you serious?
Yes, I did.
Yum.
So good.
Okay. I love that.
It's made with like a hot honey syrup.
Oh, and so it's like spicy.
Yeah. If you're like a spicy marg girl, try it. State and Main. Spicy honey margarita.
You are a margarita girl.
I am. Specifically a spicy one.
Yeah, you love... I think we talked about it last week.
Yeah, last week. And I think lieu of that conversation, I was like, as soon as I had it, I was like, instant favorite. Wow, this week. Wow,
I love that for you.
Yeah.
Okay, I might have to try it. I love hot honey more than anything.
I love hot honey too. I like putting it on salmon.
Oh, I never did that.
Okay, you should, but I don't cook it on the salmon. I just kind of drizzle it on after. Or else it gets like...
Yeah.
I don't like things too sticky.
Totally. Yeah, no, that's so fair. I drizzle it on my avocado toast.
Oh, okay. That would be so good.
So yummy. It's so good. Wow. Okay, that's a good favorite.
Okay.
Might have to try that on my next night out.
Try it.
Okay, cute.
Yeah, I literally was like, please take me on a date.
Yeah.
Good. And get me a spicy honey margarita.
That is perfect. I love it. Okay, cute. Wow, those are good favorites.
So very different for us. Yeah.
Okay, what are we talking about today?
Okay, we are getting into how we channel the new spring energy. I mean, we've already kind of touched on it, how we're both very big girls who are affected by energy changes or like season changes.
Yeah, and this was a big one.
Yeah, like it always is.
It always is.
It feels like you're literally defrosting.
That's such a good way to put it. I love that.
Like the world is defrosting and we are defrosting.
Oh yeah.
Coming out.
My energy is just like so good this week. Like it was just so good. Windows open.
Yes.
All the things. So we thought we'd talk about a few ways that we, you know, bring in the spring energy. What are our favorite ways?
What are we doing? How are we like really, getting into it.
Yeah, getting into it. I honestly was so excited making this list because I was like, how do I like to, you know, channel this spring energy, or like, what am I doing? And it's definitely stuff I haven't done yet, but I'm hoping this episode sparks it in me to like go do the things. But it's all the things that I think of when I think of spring. Like we talked about it, honestly, I think a couple weeks ago when we had that touch bit of warmer weather, like when I said I was spring cleaning.
Yes.
With the windows open.
Yes.
I'll kick it off with that. Like cleaning.
That is first on my list.
Oh my gosh.
Spring cleaning is quite an obvious one.
It makes me feel like a new woman.
Yeah. Like wash your sheets, clean your floors, put your winter coats to the back of the closet.
Yep.
And do it all with the windows open.
Yep. Agreed.
It's just because it still has a little bit of like crisp air to it.
Uh-huh.
So it brings like a little freshness in.
Totally. Like usually probably this weekend I will plan to do that, but I planned to do some of it tonight. My favorite way to do like bring in the spring energy too is cleaning your car on a sunny day.
Oh yes. Like, oh my gosh.
I hate cleaning my car. I hate it. But on a sunny, warm spring day, oh my gosh, it's so fun. You turn on some music and let all the doors of your car open and just let some air get through. Like, that's so nice.
Yeah. And the clean car is so nice. Right. As we all know, I have a very hairy dog, and sometimes my car can take on, oh yeah, she's a dog mom.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want it to get to the point where people have those thoughts.
No, of course not.
So the little spring cleaning on the car, I like that.
Yeah, the car one, that like screams spring to me because I'm like, we can't really throw out our winter brushes quite yet, but
no, I always keep mine in the trunk. Same. No matter, like it just stays in July, my car. July, yeah.
No, same.
I just don't take it out because that's where it should go.
100%.
Because then the first snowfall, you're not like, oh my gosh, I didn't put my brush in.
You're right. No, that is so true.
So you'll always find a
spring vibes. Spring cleaning is way to kick it off.
I feel like also, I mean, I know you can clean your car in the winter too, but it's less enjoyable if you're doing it outside.
Uh-huh.
So you're finally able to like actually stand outside.
Exactly.
And like spend time outside.
Yeah. No, I don't know. There's just something about it. It's kind of like nostalgic to me because I feel like my family would clean their car in spring. Like, and it just feels like we'd get to play outside and like, I don't know, just brings good vibes.
Back to that, spring feels nostalgic.
You said it.
Yeah. I saw that TikTok and I was like, why does it feel like I'm a kid?
No, I don't really know how to explain it further either than that, but it's just a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, but like those feelings are some of my favorite feelings when it's like nostalgic to your childhood. It just like makes me happy. I'm a happy girl. We love spring. Okay, what else you got on your list?
Okay, I have start bringing out the spring clothes.
I have that on mine.
I feel like our lists are going to be very similar.
Yep.
But I feel like this week I wore a couple more spring pieces, maybe a little bit more color.
Same. Brought out
like an amazing pink skirt that I'm like, oh, I just feel like I'm channeling
yep.
the energy.
Yep.
And I just can't wait to start wearing like dresses again.
I literally on my list, it's like bust out the sundresses and spring colored clothes.
We're on the same page.
Like those colors are beautiful. At the baby shower that I hosted this weekend, I have this beautiful like green linen-y shirt and it's kind of like a dress length. So I wear shorts underneath, but it's just so light and airy. And I was like, oh, I love this.
Yeah, you just feel so good and you don't have to cover it up with a big puffer jacket.
No, exactly.
And that's the thing.
Yeah. And the enjoyable part for me, honestly, is like cranking my music. Do you put your winter clothes and summer clothes away? Like, do you?
To be honest, I feel like we have enough room that like it kind of just goes maybe to the back of the closet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like we have a coat closet. So I just don't open the coat closet.
No, so fair. I love that. I pack my stuff away.
Yeah.
So it's like so exciting to get to bring out my spring bucket.
Oh, it's like new clothes.
It is like new clothes. And then I literally, yeah, I crank the tunes and I just unload all these clothes and like swap them out and decide what I'm getting rid of. Also, I will add to this list, like getting rid of things in your closet, always a good thing in a new season. I feel like it's like, did I wear this year? No. Okay, get rid of it. Like, let's make room in our closet.
Yeah, don't bring it into the...
Yeah.
Don't pack it if you don't...
Yeah.
If you didn't even wear it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a good one. I am here for the spring-colored clothing. I'm so excited for it.
I'm just here for, like, I just want to put on a dress and not have to put tights on.
Yep.
Because I hate tights.
Yep. Love it.
I love a tight look, for sure.
Totally.
But, like, I just weigh... Like, it's just so easy to put a dress on and, like, done.
I know. And it fits done just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I have on my list eating seasonal produce.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
Doesn't that make you like fresh strawberries?
And yes.
Like seeing that all come like when we, where we live, it's just so depressing. And like, because we have snow for so much of the year. I don't know. When spring hits, I'm like, fresh fruit all the time. It just makes me want to eat fresh fruit all the time.
I totally see that and feel that.
Right? It just makes me happy, like, walking into the grocery store and seeing the strawberries right at the front and, like, all the fresh
fruit. And they look actually good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? So, that I thought that one was a good one. I thought of that.
That is a good one.
Yeah, that brings the spring vibes.
For sure. And I feel like you just, I don't know, I feel like it's kind of different for spring and summer. I mean, a lot of my meals rotate through.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you might not go for like a warm soup as much. You want like a fresh salad or bowl or something.
Totally. Yeah.
I have on here, I mean, it's in correlation, but like barbecuing in the backyard. Like I can't wait to like clean up the backyard, get everything ready.
Yeah.
And like barbecue outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like,
that's a dream. Honestly, that screams spring to summer for me. Like I feel like that is such a good kickoff. The weather was so nice this weekend. When we were having the baby shower, I like noticed people in other backyards sitting on their deck. And I'm like, oh, it's just barbecue vibes. Like sitting on your back deck with a clean backyard once all the snow melts. And like, that's just so nice.
When I got home from work on Saturday, one of our neighbors was like on their deck and like barbecuing and you can smell it.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Seasons are changing.
Living for this. Wow, that's a good one. I love that. There's nothing better than like a barbecue in the summertime.
I know. I can't wait. We have a backyard and we use it so much in the summer. Like we always are having fires and just like just with the dog, like you're just always outside.
Yeah.
And it's so nice. Like I just picture this like fresh pitcher of sangria while someone's barbecuing.
Oh my gosh. My serotonin levels are just like rising.
I'm here prepping the burger. Like, oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it is so good. It's like a dream. I will add to that list. I feel like another thing about spring, what you said, like it's when all the snow melts and you get to like, not necessarily garden, but you get to clean up your backyard from that winter cold snow. You get to just like freshen it up, you know?
Yeah. She needs some TLC.
Yeah. She She does. She's
defrosting too.
Yeah, most do. That's okay. But like something about like also listening to music and spending like a Sunday afternoon cleaning up your backyard. Yeah. So fun.
It's, I mean, we're not quite there yet, but going out and like doing like all your flowers too.
Yes.
Like buying your new pots and like doing like a whole thing.
It's so nice.
It's so good. We have a big peony bush in the backyard.
You do?
Yeah. Which when my boyfriend bought the house, when was it? I guess it was in fall. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like in bloom or whatever. Yeah. Anyways, and then by the next summer, peonies are my favorite flower. And they when we went outside, I was like, there's a peony bush in the backyard?
That's a
like,
dream.
Did you even know this is like meant to be?
That's so nice, Court.
So it always like looks really good back there.
That's stunning. Okay. Well, that leads into my next one. It's buying yourself like a bouquet of flowers in the spring, or like going to get yourself flowers to plant or whatever.
Yeah.
Spring flowers are a dream.
It is just, it makes life prettier.
It does. Yep.
Like things are just prettier when they're alive.
Yep. Like honestly, yep. The like it's not about the act of buying flowers. Well, I think everyone should be able to buy themselves flowers. Absolutely. So take this as your sign to go buy yourself a bouquet of flowers. But just having a bouquet of flowers with the spring weather on your counter, it's so nice.
Like, it is so nice.
With the windows open and oh, it just makes me so happy.
I know. I'm like itching right now. Same. I'm like, oh. Another thing I have here is I did a little bit of this week, or just tried to mm-hmm. channel this energy, but it is time to do the spring glow up for yourself. Like it is just time to,
yep.
I mean, put in like a little bit of like
TLC to
TLC
you.
TLC time and just do the things that like you haven't had to do because you've been literally covered up for months.
Okay, I love that.
You know,
that.
Like do the self tan, do a little hair refresh, do all like even as little as do like an exfoliator in the shower.
You're so right.
It's just, it makes you feel mm-hmm. so good. And it's something that you can do to like set the tone of a refresh.
Yeah, I know? Love that. I did not have that on my list. But honestly, there's nothing that makes me happier than like exfoliating and tanning myself, especially around this time of year. So I think I'm going to do that this weekend.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to treat myself.
Like I haven't self-tanned in literally months because there's no point mm-hmm. because
we have to wear puffer jackets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And pants.
Yeah. And pants. Yep.
So it's like now mm-hmm. you can just have that little moment of like, ooh, okay, I feel like I got a little tan on. Wow. I'm feeling pretty good.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think that is the perfect way to ring in this new season.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And just freshen up. And even, I mean, this goes back to, I guess when we were talking about clothes, mm-hmm. but I feel like even just buying yourself like one little thing mm-hmm. that like perks you up.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, this is kind of now switching topics, but I feel like everything on my feed besides Coachella mm-hmm. has been like spring hauls.
Yep.
And it's such a world where like it kind of makes you feel like you need a complete new wardrobe because totally. You're like, oh my gosh, all of these Instagram people are like doing full wardrobe hauls.
Yeah, they switch everything.
But in a realistic version, mm-hmm. go out and buy yourself like a fun little tank top or something.
Yep.
And have that transition with you into just get you in the mood, you know?
No, I agree. I think that's like such a good way to ring in the new season is just like treat yourself to one small thing.
Yeah, one small thing. Not a like full new wardrobe because that's not necessarily realistic for everybody.
No.
And you don't have to.
Yeah.
I feel like we feel like there's always pressure to mm-hmm. do everything we're seeing online.
Mm-hmm. But a cute little stapled dress or like a cutie little transitional cardigan thing that you could wear. Like it. Yeah, I agree.
I feel like just a little treat to go along with your glow up.
Oh, and that's a good sign to buy something cutie for myself.
I know. This is your sign.
Okay, amazing. I have on my list to add to like something you should maybe like buy yourself is, I don't know about you, if you're a candle girly.
Oh,
like
yeah.
A spring scented candle. Like switch out those fall and winter scents for like that. I don't know how to describe it, but you know what I mean? When those candles that just smell clean and like, you know, get you in the mood.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, for sure. It's kind of the candle that you put like in your kitchen.
Yes.
Yep. Or like your bathroom or something.
Yeah. It's just like
a
very
fresh.
Fresh, clean. Mm. Like, go get yourself one of those. I'd also like to say, I went to Dollarama for the shower and I was like looking around and they had the cutest floral candles.
Really?
More for like decorative purposes, but oh my God, they were so cute and they were like $4, but just like such an aesthetic, cute little candle at Dollarama.
Why has Dollarama been all over my feed lately?
I'm obsessed with it, Court.
Yeah. Have you seen those like
yes.
videos that I'm talking about?
Yes. I go there all the time now. They have the cutest glassware right now.
Really?
Yeah. And like huge bowls if you need like new bowls.
Yeah.
Dollarama is your place to go. I won't lie. I am obsessed with Dollarama.
I've been seeing so much hype on it. And I'm like, okay, wait. I haven't walked around a Dollarama in a while.
I know. It is so good. What else do you got?
Okay. I have maybe like one...
Okay, same.
Yeah, one more. I have in all caps, get outside. Like...
yeah.
Literally, just get outside. I went for a really nice long walk on Sunday, and it was so beautiful. I had like a sweater on, but by the end of it, I was in a tank top.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it is so nice out.
So nice out.
And it's just such a good feeling. I mean, since, once again, got a doggy.
Yeah.
So we do walk all season.
Yep.
But it's so nice to not be strapped in and your lashes be frozen by the end of it.
Like, so nice.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm a big hot girl walk fan. Like, I love walking more than anything. It's like the place where I just relax a little bit more. Like,
yeah.
I'm not thinking on my walk. I'm just like enjoying the outside. And I am obsessed with them. So I'm so excited to just go outside. Also, it's not as dark earlier now, so you can push that walk to like a little bit later and you get that like crisp but still nice out.
Yeah,
I don't know, I'm a big fan.
You
big.
Can go for a walk after work.
Yeah,
but or, like, you can't do that
totally
if you don't want to walk in the dark.
Yep. And but getting outside is like as simple as sitting on your front step with like a drink after work.
Yeah.
And just like maybe put your phone away and just like take in outside, get some fresh air.
Even like, I mean, I saw this weekend, like, patios, like, everybody was on patios, so I'm like, okay, wait, I love a patio.
Right?
So it's just, like, the feeling of wanting to be outside again, I guess.
Yeah, which I feel like everyone has right now.
Yeah. It's so strong, especially in this transition.
Yep.
Where it's, like, everybody's been cooped up for too long.
No, totally. I saw this thing when I was, like, looking up some, I love Pinterest, so just, like, looking up spring quotes and like things, and this one popped up to me and it was like, don't rush into summer, because I feel like we just like Albertans, it's like, okay, winter, summer, we even mentioned it in this podcast, like we were like, spring's not that long, but it was like, don't rush into it. Like, just like enjoy this spring phase, like, and really live in that energy. And I thought that was so cool.
Yes, I love that,
right? Because I feel like we just, as soon as we get the nice weather, it's like, oh, summer's coming, but it's like, no, we're in spring right now. Let's live this energy. Like, live in this energy. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It was cool.
No, I'm so here for it. You're right. I feel like, I mean, as humans, sometimes we rush into everything.
Yep.
We just like, oh, it's winter, now it's summer.
Yeah.
Or now I'm like, I've been really hot all summer.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for fall.
Yeah.
And then I can't wait for Christmas.
Exactly.
It's like, all of a sudden, it's like, you just are rushing everything.
Totally.
And you're not actually sitting with yourself and appreciating the transitions.
Literally, like, stop and smell the roses, stop and smell the flowers, like, live in this energy. Like, spring, I'm just so motivated, I feel like, and so happy, and I want to live in it. Like, summer, don't get me wrong, is wonderful too, but you're right, we just like want to rush into that. But then what, the more we rush into it, like, quicker it's gone.
Yeah, the faster it goes.
Yeah, so just like learn to live in the moment, in this moment. The spring energy is here.
Yeah. And even like, I mean, right now we're still like, this is very much spring, very much Albertan spring, where it's like, it's might snow tomorrow.
Totally.
And that's gonna be okay.
It is.
Like, it's gonna be fine.
Yep, because I guarantee the day after that, it's going to be like plus 18.
It's going to be fine. Yeah, it's going to melt away.
So what's 12 hours of your life during the day of misery?
Hopefully you work inside.
Hopefully you work inside. And then it's just gone. And like, yeah, why dwell on it?
Yeah, and there's going to be time for everything.
Yeah, totally.
You know, there's going to be time for those summer barbecues and everything like that. And it's just, when you can do it, do it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. And I am like here for it. This episode just makes me so excited. Like, I'm like, I want to have a barbecue. I want to go clean my car.
I know.
I want to go on a walk. Like, I want to do all the things. It just, spring brings this whole other side of me and I'm here for it.
Me too. We're also just, like I said, I feel like our energy is, I mean, everybody's energy, but I feel like we definitely are affected by, you know, first of the month and seasonal changes.
We
and
are, if you couldn't tell.
I tap into that because why not?
Why not? Like, why would I not be excited about those things or choose to be excited about those things?
Also, I mean, speaking of the transition, I feel like right now is when all of these songs for like the summer are coming out.
Yes.
And I'm here for it.
Good one. That is a good one.
The music also transitions. Like,
music does.
As soon as it gets into that spring weather, mm-hmm. the like upbeat music comes.
Yeah. Upbeat. And just like, oh, I've talked about it on here before, I think, but I'm a huge music girl. Like, the mood of the music, it's just, it like brings out a side of me. I don't know how to explain it. I feel music deeply, yeah. I feel like. And there's those songs, and maybe some people will understand what I'm saying, but there's those songs that just bring out that motivational spring side of you. And they resurface at this time of year. And I love them. Yes. And then all the new music too. Oh, it's just.
The combo is so good.
Such a vibe.
Have you listened to, I don't know if you're a fan of Sabrina Carpenter?
Okay. Yeah. Who her just played at Coachella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I've been eating up her content. Okay. I'm just upset. Like, she's just like vibe.
She is such a vibe. I haven't listened to her new bit.
Oh, okay. You put that song on the way home today.
Really?
You'd love it.
Okay. I'm literally.
It's called Espresso. And it's just like a fun little bop that gets you moving.
Okay. I'm literally putting it into my search bar and I'm going to listen to it on the way home. Yeah, you
listen to it on the way home because it's just going to end your night right.
Okay, cute. I do love her and I live for her, just everything. She's the moment.
Yeah, she is having a moment.
She is.
I can't believe she was on, I don't like, Taylor Swift's tour.
I know.
I feel like that was huge for her.
Huge. Like, so crazy.
And then she played Coachella. Like, did you see Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce at Coachella?
Yes. Cute.
Eating it up.
Live for that. Always live for the Travis and Taylor content.
I'm here for it.
I know, me too. I'm so here for it. Cute. Nice. Cute.
Well, that was so much fun.
That was. I'm like so motivated.
I'm going to go wash my floor now. Open all the windows.
I'm not joking. That is my plan, is to do laundry and like wash my sheets tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you everyone for listening. And we hope this like got you in the mood that we're in. If you couldn't tell.
If you couldn't tell, we are hyped.
We are hyped. We're ready for all the things that spring is going to bring us.
It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. And I guess we'll talk soon.
We'll chat soon. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.